Good morning, everybody. It is Randy Bolander on the weekly podcast. It's Wednesday, 17th of August, and we are doing something a little bit different this week. Instead of a warm, fuzzy story, we're going to do Messy Adoption Week. Welcome.
Don't hold me back. Hold on, but don't hold me back. You just hold on. Don't bring that trouble with you.
Great advice, really. Doesn't always work. Sometimes people do bring the trouble with them. Sometimes their situation is more complicated than we take it first glance. And today I want to talk about a couple of messy adoption situations. Normally we tell the wonderful, warm, fuzzy stories. And these are actually, there's wonderful in these stories, and well, in two of them. But there's also some issues. And the thing you don't often hear when you see the beautiful picture of the child that was adopted is it's never quite as simple as it looks on Instagram. Can I just say that? It's never quite as simple as that little 2x2 inch picture. So, today talking specifically about some things I have noticed in the news in the last couple of weeks that I wanted to bring to your attention, just to point out maybe that maybe it's best to use a professional, and that maybe it's best to look at things from all sides before you make a judgment. I looked at a news story this morning, and it's very warm-hearted, but I have questions. There's a young woman, Lauren Hernandez, graduated from high school this spring. She's 18 years old, and at her high school graduation party, she presents a present to her mother's boyfriend, okay? Now, her biological dad is in the picture. She sees him every other weekend, something like that, but her mother's boyfriend, they've been dating for 17 years. Let's just put that on pause for a minute. 17 years. That seems like a long... And it doesn't mention fiancé. It's like boyfriend. 17-year boyfriend. Interesting. But the young girl at 18 says this guy has essentially raised her. And so for her graduation party, she presents him with a poem. There's a video of it on, I think it's ABC. Video of it, and she presents him with a poem, which he reads, and he's obviously adores this girl. He's known her since she was one. He breaks down in tears, and then she presents him with a packet of papers and asks him, "Will you please adopt me?" And, you know, you can look at that, and you can wonder, why were they dating 17 years, and they had never gotten married? Why hasn't this happened before? The thing I took away looking at it was, this girl is crying out for permanence. She loves this guy, understandably so, but even though he can't or won't or hasn't made the commitment to mom, she's saying, "Will you be my dad? Will you be my dad? I just really want to recognize your role in my life." And I love the idea of people coming along like parents. That's a wonderful thing. But kids are really crying out, even at 18 years old, for somebody to look at in the eye and call dad. It's a touching story, even with all the messiness around it of why have you not gotten married yet? A little girl, 18-year-old girl, is going to be adopted by this man so she could call him dad and he can call her daughter. There's nothing simple about this. Here's another one out of, I'm believing, New Jersey, where this came from. A Superior Court Judge, Louis Susie, at least that's how I would pronounce it, has wrote a 28-page decision in a case captioning the matter of the adoption of a child by, and there's initials of who it is. Long story made very short. Young couple has a baby. They're not married. They remain a couple for a while, eventually go their own separate ways, but are still very involved in the child's life. I believe the child lives with the mother. They periodically leave the child with the mother's parents. So it'd be his grandparents, baby's grandparents. And as they are caring for this child, the baby's grandparents decide they want to adopt it. So they file a petition for adoption with the state to take the child away from their daughter. Now, this got all the way to the courthouse, and the judge has to tell them the child was never available for adoption. You can't just decide you want to adopt a child because you're babysitting. It's not how that works. But this goes through the court system quite at some length, even though the mother and father never, ever were visited by child services. They never, ever had their rights terminated or even talked about being terminated. Somebody else just decided, I wanted to adopt this child. And they tied up the courts for who knows how long until finally a judge says, you can't do this. The child was never available for adoption. Guys, this is why it's important when you're diving into adoption, whether it's a child, perhaps you've married someone and they have a child and you'd like to make that permanent, or you know someone who maybe you feel like their child's not being cared for. This is why you need to talk to professionals before you go to court. You can't just show up and announce, I want to be the parent of that child. That's not how it works. We have a system for that. There's a child protective system that takes children from families if they're not being cared for. Then sometimes they're available for adoption. There's the private system where a family can say, I want to make an adoption plan for my child, and then you can adopt it. But you can't just decide to adopt a child even if you're a family member without one of those things happening. My heart goes out to the grandparents because obviously this is complex. There are probably things that are not talked about in this story that would make it seem a lot more logical that they're the parents, but they're not. But you can't take matters into your own hands. You have to work with the system as it is, with a good lawyer or an adoption agency. One last thing, and people have been talking about this now for a week. I almost did not mention it, but I'm going to bring it up quickly, is the tweet from the NBC gymnastics announcer regarding Simone Biles. Now, Simone Biles was adopted by her biological grandparents. Okay, it's a little unusual, but it's not brain surgery. Her biological grandparents are now her mom and dad. And the gymnastics announcer, Al Trotwig, we'll name him here because he could deal with a little more pressure, tweets out, they may be mom and dad, but they are not her parents. A, you're wrong. B, what do you care? Why did this guy even mention this? I don't understand why he got himself into this controversy. Here's the deal. If Simone Biles had declared herself to be a man and self-identified as a male, culture would have cheered for her. But because she identifies and legally is the daughter of these people, for some reason he can say, no, she's not? Makes no sense. The editorial I'm reading in the Washington Post, it talks about the author being adopted and things that are often said by people just out of ignorance. Things like, so which of these children are really your kids? And do you think you'll keep them? And even, you are just so selfless to take these kids in. We hear this periodically. You guys are just such good people because you've taken, you know, you really don't know us. Everything looks better on the internet. I'm trying to be a good person, but sometimes you might wonder. If you don't understand adoption, watch. Gently ask questions, but do so in a way that's respectful. Now, I'll also say this. If you're an adoptive family, people are going to ask you these questions your entire life. And whether you want to be or not, you are an ambassador for adoption. We can't wear our feelings on our sleeves when ignorant people say things when sometimes they don't even mean harm. Dumb is not a crime. If it was, we'd all be locked up sometime. So if you're an adoptee or an adoptive parent, take your role in helping to educate people. If you're not an adoptee or not an adoptive parent, let me just tell you, you're not going to understand it. I can't explain it to you. It's like being born speaking another language. It's a unique bond. Don't make these didactic claims as if you know what you're talking about, because you don't. Next week, we're going to probably go back to warm, fuzzy stories where everything is wonderful. But today I thought, no, let's talk about the mess a little bit, because it's real. Adoption is beautiful, but it's not easy. And even though it's not easy, it's worth it. Have a great day. I will talk to you next week on the podcast. Oh,